Shamya Bhishmoktam Atachyutoktam Pravitta Vijnana Viduta Vibhrama Shoshasa Gamindra Ivajitashvaya Paridyupanta Manujanu Vartita Nishamya Bhishmoktam Atachyutoktam Pravitta Vijnana Viduta Vibhrama Shoshasa Gamindra Ivajitashvaya Paridyupanta Manujanu Vartita Nishamya Bhishmoktam Atachyutoktam Pravitta Vijnana Viduta Vibhrama Shoshasa Gamindra Ivajitashvaya Paridyupanta Manujanu Vartita After listening, Bhishmoktam, what was spoken by Bhishma Deva, Atta, as also Achyuta Oktam, what was spoken by the infallible Lord Krishna, Pravitta, being engaged in, Vijnana, perfect knowledge, Vidhuta, completely washed. Vibhramaha, all misgivings. Shashasa, ruled over. Gam, the earth. Indra, the king of the heavenly planet. Iva, like. Ojita Ashvayaha, protected by the infallible, invincible Lord. Paridyupantam, including the seas. Anuja, the younger brothers. Anuvartitaha, being followed by them. Translation, Maharaj Yudhishthira, after being enlightened by what was spoken by Bhishma Deva and Lord Sri Krishna, the infallible, engaged himself in matters of perfect knowledge, because all his misgivings were eradicated. Thus he ruled over the earth and seas, and was followed by his younger brothers.
Here is a responsible monarch. Maharaj Yudhishthira. It is not that some rascal gets some bhog and somehow or other he sits on the president's chair and secretly doing all nonsense. Just like your President Nixon is now detected. So many things. The monarchy was not like that. Yet it is clearly said, Pravitya Vijnana Vidhuta Vibhram. Vijnana Vidhuta. Maharaj Yudhishthira was thinking that for me, so many people have been killed. So, I have become very, very much sinful. I am not fit for sitting on the throne, such a responsible throne. But his misgivings were dissipated by the words of Bhishma. Bhishma, his authority. next to Krishna, Bhishma is one of the authorities. There are 12 authorities. Shambhu, Narada, Shambhu, Kopila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Bhishma, Janam. They are the authorities of piety, religion. There are Mahajana, Jina, Gatastha, Pantha. We cannot decide what is actually piety, religion. But if we follow Mahajana, great authorities, then certainly we are unmistakable. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj, now all the Pandavas along with Krishna, they have come to Bhishma for taking his last instruction. He was lying on the bed of arrows for death. His father's benediction was that Bhishma would not die unless he desires it. He was a very avowed brahmachari, truthful. And Bhishma recommended in the Rajasya Yagya that Krishna is greater brahmachari than me, although I am brahmachari. But Krishna is greater brahmachari. Why? That I am brahmachari, I have avoided association of women. But Krishna, he was a young boy and he had so many young girls' friends, still he was not sexually agitated. He is the greatest brahmachari. That is the recommendation given by Bhishma Dev. When Shishupal was criticizing Krishna, Bhishma Dev supported Krishna that what kind of brahmachari I am. He is greater brahmachari than me. I think I could not save myself keeping myself amongst the young girls. No. But Krishna can do so. He is real Buddhism. So, therefore, his another name is Achyuto, never falls down. In falling, every living entity is falling. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And Brahma is falling. What to speak of us then? Brahma was attracted by seeing the beauty of his daughter. Lord Shiva was fallible when he saw the beauty of Mohini Murti. So what to speak of others? And Indra, Chandra, they are all falling. Only Krishna is infallible. All others fall. Therefore, pravitta vijnana bhismaktam atha achyutoktam achyutam. Krishna was addressed by Arjuna in the battlefield, achyuta. Senaya ruhayar madde ratas apayame achyuta. Achyuta. Achyuta means you are addressing Krishna as achyuta because you are feeling rather little hesitation that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has voluntarily accepted the position of my driver. And I have to ask him, Mr. Driver, please take me there. I have to order. And he has to carry. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has taken the subordinate position of carrying order about you. Therefore, he purposely addressed him, O Chuta, my dear friend Krishna, don't mind, I am ordering you, but you have promised to carry out my order. You are infallible, so kindly do not take him tomorrow. This every word used in Shastra has got so deep meaning. Senaya Rivar Madhya Ratas Thapa, he could address him, Krishna. No, Achyuta. You are correct to your promise, all of you. And again, another place, Krishna says, Kuntiya Pratijanihi Navi Bhakta Pranasati. Krishna asks Arjuna that you declare to the world that my devotees will never be vanquished. Why Krishna asking Arjuna to declare? He could declare. He could declare, but the meaning is that sometimes for the sake of his devotee, he breaks his promise. For the sake of his devotee. Just like Bhishma. Bhishma promised, Krishna, tomorrow, either your friend Arjuna will die, I am determined now. Or you have to break your promise. Because Krishna says, I will not fight. But when Arjuna was practically devastated by the arrows of Bhishma, he fell down, his chariot broke, everything shattered. Now Krishna saw, now Arjuna is going to die. So immediately Krishna took the heel of the chariot and went to the front of Bhishma. Now you stop, otherwise I will kill you. So this is fighting. So Bhishma saw, now Krishna has broken his promise, I stop. So, to keep the promise of Bhishma, that Bhishma promised, either Arjuna will die or Krishna will have to break your promise. Two things. So Krishna said, yes, I am breaking my promise. Don't kill it. Therefore, for the sake of devotee, he sometimes breaks his promise. But if his devotee promises, I shall do it, Krishna will give him all protection. Yes, it must be done. In all circumstances, it must be done. This is Krishna. If his devotee promises something, that this must be done, Krishna gives all protection. Therefore, here it is stated, Uditasraya. You cannot be successful without being Uditasraya. Ajita. Ajita means Krishna. Nobody can conquer it. Ajita. Jita means conquer. Nobody is there who can conquer Krishna. But Krishna also can be conquered by his devotees. Just like the gopis, they conquer Krishna. Krishna, accepted that while they are gopis, the service which you have rendered, I cannot repay. You have conquered. There is no possibility of my repaying you, your service. You better be satisfied with yourself. That's So Krishna's name is Ajita, Achyuta. These are Krishna's different names. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira, not that here I am getting the opportunity of becoming a prime minister or president. Let me jump over. Like monkey. Not like. He was convinced by the instruction of Bhishmave, by the instruction of Achyuta, when he saw that if I sit down on the throne to rule over the world, I'll be right in my position. That is Maharaj Yudhishthira. Not only Maharaj Yudhishthira, all the kings who was emperor of the world, they are of the same nature. Then, therefore, they were called Rajarshi. Imam Rajarshayo Vidhu, Evam Paramprasatam. Rajarshi. The Bhagavad Gita is meant for the Rajarshis, kings, but they are saintly persons. Therefore, they are called Rajarshi. Raja and Rishi, both combined. Rajarshi. So all the kings in those days, they were all Rajarshis, not this rascal president. So Maharaj Yudhishthira ruled over the earth. Now it is clearly stated, Puri Dhupantam, up to the limit of the seas. That means all the seas, the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, the biggest oceans, the Indian Ocean, that means the whole world. Here is the proof that formerly the emperors in Hastinapur, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he ruled over the whole world. There was only one prayer. That is also stated. Up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit, there was no division. The whole world was Bharatvarsha. And the emperor of Hastinapur, they ruled over. Paridhipantam. Anujanu Bhaktita. He was not alone. His brothers, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, great fighters, great commander-in-chiefs, generals, they were at his command. Anujanu Bhaktita. Whatever Maharaj Yudhishthira will order, otherwise, how could he manage such great empire? He had generals and commander-in-chief like Arjuna and Bhim, indefatigable. Nobody could conquer Arjuna or Bhim also. Maharaj Yudhishthira personally, he did not fight. His brothers were sufficient to fight for himself. As in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was not fighting, but his brother, Arjuna and Bhim, was fighting. So, where is it? Maharaj Yudhishthira completely scientific, vijnana vibhuta. Vijnana means scientific. Jnana and vijnana. Jnana means ordinary knowledge. And Vigyan means practical. Just like in science, BSc, one has to pass the theoretical examination and practically. Without passing practical examination, theoretically you may know hydrogen and oxygen makes water. Now, in the laboratory, you have to pass the examination how to transform into water two gases, hydrogen and oxygen. This is Vigyan. So, he eradicated his ideas. He was thinking that he was wrong. So, when everything was clearly explained by Bhishmade, Vijnana Vidhuta, Vibhrama, scientific. The sentiment in the Shastras, there is no question of sentiment. In the Vedic knowledge, everything is Vijnana Vidhuta, Vibhrama. Education means to purify the knowledge. because we are all born animals. Abodha jata. Abodha means one who has no knowledge. The animals, children, they have no knowledge. Just like we see the behavior of small children and household cats and dogs, their behavior is almost the same, no distinction. Because in that stage, everyone is abodha jata, born fools and dastards. But the animals, there is no chance of educating them. Whereas human children, there is chance of educating them. Therefore, in human society, there are educational institutions children are sent there for education and they become learned scholars later on. And if they are fortunate, by good education, they become Vijnana Vidhuta Vibhram. Vijnana Vidhuta Vibhram. By instruction of high personalities, Mahajana Jina Dasa Sapantya, Bhishma is also one of the Mahajans, great authority. So, this is the position of Maharaj Rishti, that completely being confident, completely being freed from all ignorance, then he sat on the throne. Just imagine what is the position of this monarch and the rascal so-called president. There, Sanatana Goswami presented himself, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. He presented, both of them presented themselves before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Neech Jati. Neech means less great Jati, born. But actually, they were born of very high-grade Brahmana family of Parnath. But why they presented themselves as Nijaya? Because, that is explained in Bhakti Ratnaka, that because their behavior on account of mixing with the Mohammedan kings degraded. Therefore, they considered themselves as Nija. That is confirmed by the Shastras. You may take birth in high Brahmana family. But by association and culture, if you become degraded, then you have to be designated as such degraded person. Not that. You become degraded at the same time you keep yourself as Brahman. That is not true. The sahi jat lakhanam sha varnabhi bhanjapam. In the Shastra it is said that there are symptoms of varna. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the symptoms. Who is a Brahma? So these are the symptoms. Satta sama dhamma sitikha java jnanam vidjnanam asrikam brahmatanma sabhavajam. So, if you don't find these symptoms, then how one can become Brahma? That is not possible. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to develop the symptoms of Brahma, not by birth, to educate them. How to become samadhamma, titikha, arjava. So therefore you all, you should know that you are not born in the Brahmana family. It may not be very hard word, but actually it is Metha Javanas. Metha Javanas means the cow flesh eaters, meat eaters. They are called Metha Javanas. Especially, Mletcha means cow eaters. So, you are coming from the Mletcha Javanas family. But you are being accepted as Brahmana. Why? For the symptoms. You are being trained up to acquire the symptoms. Samadhamasitikha. If you think that now I have got the sacred thread, I have become victorious. No. You must always examine yourself whether I am possessing all the symptoms. Otherwise, he has no good. Simply by a thread, you do not become. Sutram eva hi dijattam. There is a Kali Yuga which is said as sutram. Sutram means this thread. If somehow or other one gets this thread, he thinks himself he has become Brahma. No. To become Brahmana is not so easy thing. One must acquire all these qualities. Sama, dama, titikha, arjava. Asittam, jnanam, vijnanam, brahma, karma, sabha. Unless you must be always alert whether you are fixed up in the symptom, then you are qualified Brahman. Otherwise, you are again the same category as in India. Some of them, they are simply claiming to become Brahmana on account of being born in a Brahmana family. No. That is not this. That's like, Rupa Goswami is not. Actually, they are born in Brahmana family, but they knew that we have lost our culture due to association with the Mahavadins, always. Therefore, he presented himself, Neech Jati. Neech Jati, Neech Karma, Neech Sangi. If we deteriorate in our symptoms of Brahmana, then that is not Brahman, that is not qualified Brahman. Therefore, it is a vijnana. Vijnana viduta vidham. Everyone is uneducated. Everyone is born rascal and fool. He should be enlightened, elevated by vijnana viduta. Vijnana viduta vidham. This can be achieved when one is interested in the matter of self-realization. if one is interested. Atma tattva. Parabhavastavadagodhajat. Javanna jigyansata atma tattam. If one is not interested in understanding his identification, what he is, he ami, kyano mori jate tapatva, as Sanatana Goswami presented himself before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his question was, kya? Tadvijnanartham gurumeva abhigacche. It's strictly according to Vedic teaching. Sanatana Goswami approached the spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tadvijnanartham. What is that? What I am? To understand this. Tadvijnanartham, jnatma tattam, self-realization. So, to become a disciple of his spiritual master, unless there is awakening of this knowledge, to know what I am, there is no need of making a soul accepting the spiritual master. There is no need. Tasmād gurum prapadyeta jignāsu śreya uttama. For whom guru is needed? The guru, spiritual master, is not a first. Then let me have a guru, nice guru, then I become perfect. And if you do not follow the instruction of guru, first of all you must have a bona fide. And if you follow, then your life is perfect. The two things must be correct. The guru must be correct, and the disciple must be correct. Then the business will be correct. Either of them, the guru is incorrect, or the disciple is incorrect, there will be no action. So, therefore Bhagavad says, tasmād gurum pravaddeta jigyāsu śreya uttamam. Who shall approach? Tad-vijñānārthaṁsa guru-meva vigacche, according to Vedic instruction, everyone should approach his guru. But who is that everyone? One who is jigyāsu, athāta brahma-jigyāsa. One who is inquisitive to understand what I am. Am I this body? Or something else? That is beginning of spiritual instruction. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, the first instruction to Arjuna was to know that beyond this body there is the soul. Dehina sinyathadhi he kaumanam jaubanam jara tatha dehantaram prati dhiyasam. The first instruction. The so-called spiritual institution, spiritual system, but they do not know that what is, what they are. The bodily identification. Anyone who is bodily identified, there is no question of spiritual instruction. He is an ass. Jasnātva buddhi kunapi siddhātate saeva gokhat. The first spiritual instruction is one must be convinced thoroughly, vijñāna viduta vibhrama, that he is not this body. I am not this body. Aham brahmāsmi. This yes, I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. Parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhava. So, mamivāvsa jīva bhūta. Krishna says, all the living entities, they are my part and parcel. So, when the living entity understands that I am part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is Parabrahma. So I am not Parabrahma, I am not the Supreme Brahma. The Mahabharata philosophy, the mistakes. Because I am Brahma, therefore I am Supreme Brahma. No. Supreme Brahma is Krishna. I am Brahma because I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Just like in your country in America, you are American, and the President Nixon is also American. But because you are American, therefore you are not President Nixon. That is rascal. President Nixon is different. Similarly, because you are Brahma, that does not mean you are Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. There must be distinction between the Parabrahma and the individual Brahma. This is the Ittavad philosophy. And Mahabharata philosophy, they say, because Parabrahma is Brahma, I am also Brahma, therefore you are one. No. You are one qualitatively. Brahma. As Brahma, you are one. But as Parabrahma and Brahma, you are different. This is Achintya Bhedava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Simultaneously one and different. As Brahma, we are one. But as Parabrahma, Vibhu and Anu, the Supreme is Vibhu, all-powerful. I am Anu. Infinite sinner. Infinite and infinite sinner. So, Maharaj Yudhishthira, when he was firmly convinced of his position, then he took charge of ruling over the whole world. Just like at the present moment, India is a small tract of land, and that is also being divided now. Bangladesh has gone out, Pakistan has gone out. Someday some other provinces are not left. It's a whole world. He took charge of ruling over the whole world. Sasasadam Indra. Indra is the king of heavenly planets. So, as Indra is powerful, nobody can, even the Indra is defeated. Sometimes there is fight between the Devasura, Asura and Deva. But when there is fight between the Deva and Asura, Deva means the demigod, and Asura means the atheist class. They are always existing, the atheist class. Two classes are men. Atheist class and theist class. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva, Asurastam Viparya. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, Vaishnava, they are Deva. And anyone else, all demons, except Vaishnava, everyone is a demon. You can say, I am devotee of Lord Shiva, how can I be demon? Yes, you are demon. Because Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But he is described as a demon. Rakshas. Hiranyakashipu was a great devotee of Lord Brahma. But still, he is described as Rakshas, demon. So, if you are devotee of the demigod, he can become powerful for some time. That's why Hiranyakashipu became. He took benediction from Lord Brahma that I shall not die at daytime, at night time, on land, on sea, on the sky. I shall not be killed by any animal, by any demigod, by any man, by any. So many ways. Definition by negation. Not this. First of all, he wanted to make me immortal. And Brahma said, I am not immortal, how can I make immortal? There is no question. Then he thought, I am intelligent enough. I shall indirectly become mortal. I shall not be killed in this way, I shall not be killed in this way. No animal can kill me, no man can kill me, no demigod can kill me, I shall not die at night, I shall not die in daytime, not on the land, not on the sea, not in the sky, in this way. Whatever imagination he could manufacture, he settled up. Now I am But Krishna is so cunning and intelligent that he kept all the promises of Brahma. He still was king. Hiranya Goshi. He was not killed at daytime, he was not killed at night, he was not killed in the sky, not on the land, not at the sea, on the land. Hiranya Goshi, he did not think that I'll have to be, die on the lap of the Supreme Personality of God. That was his fortune. Anyway, so this is the way. And here it is said, Sasasa Gam, Indra you, Indra. Indra, the demigods, they are always protected by Vishnu. Always. Whenever there is fight between the demigods and the demons, Lord Vishnu takes the side of the demigods. Therefore, Indra is Adhika Asraya. He is confident that I am protected by Lord Vishnu, Adhika. Similarly, Maharaj Yudhishthira also, when he was assured that I am also protected by Krishna, I am also enlightened by the instruction of Bhishma, my brothers, such big brothers, being Arjuna, they follow my instruction. In this way, when everything was in complete, Vijnana Viduta Vibhrama, then he accepted the throne. This is monarchy. This is king. Thank you.